The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Is fall your favorite season? It's not mine. I'm a summer guy, but you know what I love about fall? I can walk into any home in the country and it smells like food. Food's cooking, but I can't cook. Or can I? Sunbasket told me I can. Sunbasket.com/MOHR, my last name. Sunbasket.com/more. Look, cook seasonal, nutritious meals. No matter how busy that you get, the meals are designed to fit your lifestyle. Lean, clean, gluten-free, paleo, Jurassic, all the errors are in there. Sunbasket sends you organic, sustainable ingredients. In 30 minutes, you can cook for the whole family. I don't know how to cook, and guess what? I do. Sunbasket meals are delicious, and they take the guesswork out of prep, and cleanup is a lot easier. Sunbasket sends you everything. Sunbasket.com/more, M-O-H-R. Do that right now. Just go to sunbasket.com/my last name. Sunbasket.com/more. $35 off your first order. That's the hookup, as they say. Sunbasket.com/more.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, pothead.
Look at the game change.
If you want a battle, it's either that you will or
you
won't.
Hey, you know, you're not a bad-looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Bullshit. You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
No, I thought you said that you are right, Spider.
Hey, man!
Lucas Nelson.
Yes.
More stories, son of Ricky Nelson, of course. What's it like to be a twin? You know how long? I'm embarrassed at how much time I spent last night trying to think of people with the last name Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Nelson was a pitcher for the Yankees.
Isn't there an Aussie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Same family, I believe.
Yeah, like Aussie and Ricky.
The lineage of Nelson is it's a very skinny tree.
Yeah, it's General Nelson. There was a General Nelson in the Civil War.
Charles Nelson Reilly?
Yeah.
Oh, here, I'm here now.
Charles, I know our headsets just came on, so you guys at home don't think we're tripping balls. We may be. It's our business.
Oh, here, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, that was my self-aware moment.
If I'm here and you're here, isn't it our time?
Yeah.
Your album, is it just self-titled?
Yeah, it is. It's the second self-titled album I released.
Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. But this is, I guess, the white one? What color is the first one?
The first one was actually multicolored. It was the art was done on a dry erase board by a nine-year-old.
Whose nine-year-old?
The engineer, Steve Shady. His daughter, there's a dry erase board. There was a dry erase board in the studio, and she just drew this picture of like her hand and it was just really cool. I just thought it was great, and so we made it the album cover.
That's what John Lee Hooker used for The Healer, right?
Really?
No. His giant hand.
Oh, really?
How, wow. Some nine-year-old's creepy hand.
No.
Huge, creepy nine-year-old hand.
Well, at the time, it was like 2009, and like we were using the hand and the eye.
Yeah.
And we had that on our t-shirts. It was like the evil eye, warding off the evil eye. And we were selling that on t-shirts. And so when she did that, I thought, oh, it's kind of kismet. And so, you know.
Well, yeah. Really. Plus, the fact that it's a child.
She was little, young and you know. And Steve Shady, our engineer, is a great guy. So
I don't want to look at this while I have you in front of me. I just typed in your...
No, I'll pull
Nelson.
It up for
you. Thank you, buddy. Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real. My friend Jesse Dayton said really nice things about you.
Oh,
I'll
cool.
read those to you. Well, I can tell you guys, though, this. You want true car. This is what you got to do. If you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure that you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. If they got it, they got it. They'll tell you if they don't. Or as they say in Hawaii, if can. If no can, no can.
Yeah, that's it.
That is it. People configure cars online only later, and you find out that car's not available. With True Car, do what I did. I wanted a truck. I wanted a specific type of rim, interior, all that business. And when it was ready, my phone went zzz. That's a cool album cover, brother. Thanks. And my car was ready. True Car users save on average over $3,000 off MSRP. There are over 13,000. That's over $3,000, man. That's the average. Over 3K? Come on, man. Come on, man. There's over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide. And True Car pre-owned. Pre-owned used to be you get like this this tissue box with rust all over it. Now, I don't think I've ever bought a new car in my life. It's like it's got like 40 miles on it. They knock like $5,000 off the damn thing. It's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's congratulations.
Thank you, buddy, for using my noodle and getting True Car. Save time, save money, never overpay. True Car, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real. Yeah, that is a 9-year-old hand, her left hand.
Yes.
What was her name?
Maddie.
M-A-D-D.
Y.
That's great.
I think.
Well, it is now.
It's an I or a Y, I don't know.
It is now. Your single knocked me on my ass. It's like you wrote my theme song because I'm rediscovering my value. and my worth, and you know
that's what that song's all about. That's great.
It spoke to me.
Take your power back, man.
Yeah. What is it? I know the love.
I know the love that I deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's anybody out there. If you're not hip to Lucas Nelson, and you will be if you listen to this podcast. That's what's great about podcasts, Lucas.
Like, yeah.
If you subscribe to this podcast, we got a million subscribers. Upscribers are a different thing. They use that. That's a different tabulation in Romania, mostly. Or what are your
inscribers? Or inscribers could be somebody who likes to
write the comments things. Inside they the inscribe. Subscribers' bodies, like when you write your name on a grain of rice.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's dark.
You can do nonsense talk with me. You're my favorite human being on earth.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you can draw inside of someone, that's a real talent.
Well, that's what you do when you don't treat them right. That's what your song was about,
you're
really.
Technically.
I have just a bunch of ink spilt all over my guts, and ooh. I'm just flushing it.
Yeah, but if it spills in a certain pattern, it could mean something more.
It's, well, people think I'm a Rorschach test, and
yes.
Or they're like, is that Brandon
what
Boyd's
is that?
Art?
Is that a butterfly, or is that a
I could
large...
do that.
Member.
It looks like a cock. Exactly. Yeah, that's actually my cock. The ink's up here. When you look at my eyes where the ink is.
The color of your eyes.
I have light blue cock. That's what they call me at all the clubs. Hey, here comes old light blue cock.
I love it.
Sounds
that's
like
a
Norm MacDonald. Yeah. Hey,
little LBC. LBC in the house.
If you want to, Norm MacDonald. Hey, you know, when I'm at the glory hole, I can't wait for light blue cock to come in, you know? I asked my friend Jesse Dayton about you, and he says, oddly, the exact same vocal color as his father without lifting a finger. A total natural. Interesting. That not being Willie's kid, but working and recording with Neil Young is really what has, to me, driven his ever-widening bass.
Oh, yeah.
He and his father are big Khalil Gibran fans. He's hipping a lot of young people to guitar music again. Sweetheart of a kid. Just an absolute sweetheart of a kid.
Oh,
Jesse Dayton, rock and roller, Holy Ghost.
Yeah, he's cool. Tell him thanks for me, would you?
I will.
Yeah, from LBC and his...
Hey, Jesse's got those big brown cock eyes, you know? They call him old cock eye.
Yeah.
The color, you sing with the same color as your father. Like, that's such a specific...
That is an interesting
maybe he was really baked.
No, well, I, you know, I do, and I have come to realize that from a young age that... No matter how hard I try, maybe it's just the size, my size or my lungs or the nasal quality of me that I sound like dad. Or it just, could have just been from absorbing it from, you know, when I was a kid. But I also sing differently than he does. I mean, Find Yourself is a completely different style of music than dad. It's more like soul, you know. So
I was listening today. I took my... took my phone out on a paddleboard and I was listening.
Oh, cool.
And first of all, you got balls to open with like an 8-minute song.
Yes, yeah,
and it's not boring at all. Sitting down on a cloud.
Set me down on a cloud.
Set me down on a cloud.
Yeah.
Hey, you get off my cloud.
That's a good one too.
If you want to get depressed, go look up all the Stones lyrics. You'll be really disappointed. You're like, this song's the best, Monkey Man. Oh no, these fucking lyrics are awful.
I don't know about that, man.
You want to bet?
Ruby Tuesday. Look up Ruby Tuesday.
Really? That's of all, not like Fingerprint File.
No, I love
Moonlight
Ruby
Mile.
How about no, from her, her satanic majesty.
When you see how... That's a great one, actually. Yeah, She's a Rainbow.
She's a Rainbow is an epic song.
Bad Brains cover that?
No.
It's on a live disc. I just did like 4 years doing this documentary about Joseph, lead singer of Bad Brains, Finding Joseph, and just the amount of stuff that gets sent to you. They do She's a Rainbow and Day Tripper. Okay. The Day Tripper into She's a Rainbow.
Cool.
And just, it's dome, dome, do, 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 do. The bass is the same, it's slow.
Oh, cool.
Got a good reason. Right. I don't know, either way. Ow, ow. And then She's a Rainbow. It's really like I get goosebumps because it surprises you. Yeah.
When you see her dressed in gold, boom, boom.
It's crazy. I'll send it to you. It's nuts.
Send it to me. Yeah, please.
Ruby Tuesday lyrics. The reason
all right, look up She's a Rainbow. Don't look up Ruby Tuesday.
No, we're going to start. We're going to go with your gut here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like that was my first inclination was Ruby Tuesday.
What's your? I wrote Ruby Tuesday. 18 pages of fucking restaurants in Placentia. Who names a town Placenta?
Let's go to Riverside.
Riverside, Placenta, you're on the air. It's Ruby. What's your favorite song of your dad's?
Probably Healing Hands of Time.
Oh, wow. Deep cut there.
Yeah, but I mean...
To the general, you know, to the aggregate.
It's one of the best songs, I think.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that one... I mean, Crazy's obviously a great worldwide mega hit, you know, so that was, you know, that song is probably the most epic song he's written, but, and it kind of encompasses everything, but in my favorite song he's written is Healing Hands of Time, I think.
I don't think people realize your dad, it's like Willie Dixon, your dad, Bonnie Raitt just wrote everything.
Yeah, it's interesting that those three people.
Sheryl Crow too, like just
Sheryl Crow wrote a bunch
everything.
Of hits,
yeah. They just wrote everything.
Yeah,
Willie Dixon, your dad.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow.
It's just they wrote. People don't realize how many songs your dad wrote on the bus on the way to like shit gigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you written for other people? Mm-hmm. That's got to be an odd reward.
I actually had a brief number one hit with Lady Gaga. I co-wrote The Cure with her, which was her recent. Release, yeah. One of her recent releases.
And she's on your album doing...
She's on Find Yourself and on Carolina, that song.
She does what Emmylou Harris does on Teatro with your dad. Is she's
exactly.
Like a perfect... She's an instrument.
She is incredible. And she's really versatile. I think she's going to last a long time if she takes good care of herself. And
yeah.
Keeps the right people, you know, family and good love around her. I think she'll be one of the best ever that lived, you know.
She fascinates me because it's like she reinvents herself by getting more and more normal. Like you come out in like a suit of meat. Like at the Grammys, and then it's like, hey, look, she's in a pantsuit. Whoa.
Right.
She's really taking it to another level. Like, what the fuck? She's at the beach in a bikini. Whoa, she's really daring.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's special, and she's so brilliant in terms of marketing, and she really knows what sells in this day and age.
Which,
you know, that's a skill in itself to kind of be able to reinvent yourself. She reminds me a lot of David Bowie in terms of like her ability to, you know, take really great talent, but then just reinvent it in different ways, sort of in a Madonna way too. But like, I just like her David Bowie. My David Bowie reference to her because of the way he embraced people who wanted to just express themselves, like the you know, quote unquote, the freaks, you know, just kind of let your freak flag fly, as Stephen Stills sang, you know.
Yeah, she's got little monsters.
She's got her little monsters, and she really encourages people to really love themselves and be true to themselves and who they are, and you know, the different colors of the world to fly freely. So.
It's so strange. We need like a beacon for that. Like, be
it
you.
Really is.
You need like a singer to go, hey, no, you're cool.
Yeah,
be
it's
you.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay to be your colorful self.
I'm like, oh, wow, I'm gay. I can be gay. Like, yeah, I want you to be. I do a joke in my act. Like, if my son's gay, I'd be so happy he was mine. But I'd have a rule. And the crowd thinks I'm going to say something like, no dicks past, you know.
Right.
And I go, you're going to be really gay. Like, that's the rule. I want you to roller skate to school listening to Rufus Wainwright with Donna Summer on your shoulders.
Yeah, man.
Covered in glitter. I want other kids to be like, there he is.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
gayest kid that ever lived. That's my son. He's gayer than yours. My kid's not gay. Sure.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I love the enthusiasm.
Ruby Tuesday. She would never say where she came from. Uh-huh. Yesterday don't matter if it's, you know what, these are actually really good. While the sun is bright or the darkest night.
I'm telling you.
No one knows she comes in. These are actually, you picked the one tune.
That's Ruby Tuesday.
That's the outlier, player. Though.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, that's Ruby Tuesday?
Who could hang a name on you?
Who could hang a name on you? I never knew
and
that's what it was.
And when you change with every new day, still I'm going to miss you.
Keep going. Don't question.
Don't question. Yeah. Why she needs to be so free? Is that it?
Yeah.
Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could I? Yeah, there we go.
How many of the Stone songs do you think were just like Keith and Mick like fills it in? Because you see Keith in the studio going, "Love is strong, love is strong, love is strong, baby, love is strong."
Yeah.
And then he's on like Voodoo Lounge.
Uh huh. You know what? I mean, I read in Keith's book, Life, that
amazing book,
which is an incredible
book.
God. But I read about how they used to. They'd come up, I think, with the melody and the music, and then Keith and Mick would sing just random noises, but in melody, like and they'd sing like syllables that were melodic, but that didn't have any meaning, and then they'd fill in the lyrics later, just because you know they kind of felt.
Well, Mick did.
Yeah, right. Mick.
She's my little rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. I wrote a couple songs that way just to try it out, and it's fun. It's fun to do.
And it works for you.
Yeah, it works. You know, it's like because it's completely freeing in terms of feeling the music. Without having to think about the lyrics, and then you kind of go in, you know.
There's no burden.
There's no burden
it's
of
just,
like
you get the feeling.
Yeah,
out.
You get the feeling and like the soul out already, and then you just fill in the concepts, you know. Which I like that. I like that technique.
I feel like when Keith was touring "Talk Is Cheap," which I think is one of the best Stones albums of all time.
Yeah,
it's a struggle. That opening lick on Saturday Night Live, you're like, you gotta be fucking. Like, you walk into Guitar Center, you're like, could I just try that one? Could you remove the bottom chord? Where do you went, wham?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I had a big phase. It's probably for you, who is obviously a Stones aficionado. I really liked. Like Miss You, and was it Sticky Fingers? Is that what
the record? Well, that's the best one.
Yeah, I mean,
I got the blues on Sticky Fingers.
Yeah,
that's Keith's favorite song.
I just loved that.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
I'm Russell Brand. I like that Rolling Stones song, Little TNA. The pool's full, but the patio ain't dry. That's a great lyric by Keith. That is actually what
is
popped into my
said?
Head. The pool's full, but the patio ain't dry.
Right, right.
I'm like, what? Like, that's some, like, smoking P-Funk, weird-ass.
Yeah, oh, that might, you,
the
you can tell
full.
How much they loved Parliament and all those kind of guys.
You know? Oh, but, you hear all the coke sniffs on Goats, like, Winter off Goats. It's like, sure, been a long Winter.
You know, I'm probably the only rock and roll musician who's never tried cocaine.
I've never seen coke. Give it up, brother.
Give it up.
People don't believe me because they think I'm on coke all the time.
Yeah, but I just smoke a lot of weed. And I mean, I've tried mushrooms, I've tried acid, I've done all these different things, but I've never done cocaine because it just had a weird vibe to me. I just didn't like it.
Yeah, limp penis and
right.
lot of girls
and
in
I'm
your house
not,
that
I'm
are like
okay
fives,
with
and,
that.
Fives and sixes, just
I
everywhere.
I am not okay with having a limp penis. I will never be okay with that.
Well, I have to be okay with it because nothing works on me because your song is my new anthem. I'm realizing the love I deserve right now. I was cuckold hemp, not actually cuckold. I wish that would have been cool.
Yeah,
I've been henpecked into a submission. This episode of More Stories is brought to you by Ryan Reedman, who's a huge fan of yours.
Oh yeah,
I closed my daily sports podcast with a different song. I'll open a different song, and I closed with why can't I get the name of this song right? You'll find.
Find Yourself?
Find Yourself.
Yeah, okay.
And he's like, oh, my God, Lucas Nelson, this is great. This cat's hip. He turned me on a lot of bands, actually. Ryan Reedman says, JJ, headed over to jmoore.com. Use the Amazon banner of yours because of my girlfriend's impending birthday to purchase her a portable HP printer. Portable? Like, aren't all printers? You have to put them in. They're all portable. You got to get home from the store.
If you carry something, it's portable. If you can carry it from one place to another, it's portable.
Like, no, you got to come back to Home Depot and you're
there. That reminds me, there was this guy who was...
We open at 6, but I mean, if you got really something important, I'll come in early and open the place for you for your printer.
So this guy's carrying around this grandfather clock, and he runs into a drunk, and they both fall, and the clock falls and breaks over, breaks everywhere. And he goes, why don't you watch where you're going? And the drunk says, why don't you carry a wristwatch like everyone else?
Why don't you? Wow. I need to hear that, like in a cartoon. Yeah. Why don't you carry a
wristwatch like everyone else?
Ryan Reedman used the Amazon. You use the Amazon banner. They actually give me a little tiny bit of money. It doesn't cost you guys anything. They just want to know where their traffic comes from. Ryan Reedman got his girlfriend a portable HP printer so she can print photos directly from her phone, like a Polaroid camera.
Oh.
She loves taking photos. Does she like photographs? No, I mean. And even more so, she loves torturing me by making me take selfies with her because I hate them, and torturing me seems to bring her immense joy. Relationships are weird. Still waiting on an actual Amazonian to deliver a package to me from Amazon. It hasn't happened yet. Maybe it's because I always order stuff during the WNBA season. Or do I? I don't know. Nobody knows when the WNBA season is. It's one of the world's greatest mysteries. P.S. My father plays dominoes better than your father. Ryan Reedman. People listen to my podcast, they don't miss a fucking sentence.
Dad loves dominoes.
Really?
Oh, he plays with Woody Harrelson all the time. They play dominoes.
Woody Harrelson, little known fact, made entirely of hemp. Can you not smoke pot at all and roll with the Nelson crew?
Yeah, actually, Woody doesn't smoke anymore.
Why? Why would you quit?
He quit for like a year. I don't know. I think he had some movie projects he wanted to be focused for. And, I mean, he smoked enough for all of us. He's smoked a lot. But I think he doesn't smoke very often. Maybe he does the pen sometimes, you know, the vape pens, you know.
That's when I would focus the most. Like, yeah. I wrote 2 books just on Northern Lights and Alaskan Thunder.
Northern Lights is my favorite.
It was nice and clean.
That's
it's almost
my
like
favorite.
Hash.
That's
nice
my,
and crisp.
Yeah, I love the Northern Lights.
We're doing like spearmint gum commercials.
Yeah.
It's nice and crisp.
Actually,
clean,
I should
high.
Plug in our marijuana company. It's available in 3 states. Willie's Reserve is now, and it's coming to California soon, I think. But
spell Willie's, I'm being serious.
Willies, Reserve. It's our marijuana company in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon.
Is that .com too?
I don't know. Maybe.
There's probably
a website.
As Tom Berenger says in Platoon, well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all smoke this shit so it's escape from reality? I don't need this shit. Mm-hmm. I am reality. And when the machine breaks down, we break down. Gentlemen, I can't have that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Should have won the Oscar.
I've seen that.
About 5,000 times. Rad bikes are rad. This is amazing. I got an electric bike that I tooled around Playa Vista on. It's my rad bike. And you got $175 back because there's free shipping now. radpowerbikes.com. The promo code is Jay, my name, J-A-Y, and you're going to get $75 off accessories when you purchase any electric bike. And there are a bunch to choose from. There's one just for like transporting children. Your kids fit in that thing. It's pretty amazing. There's the one that looks like your old BMX bike as a kid. There's one that's built like a tank in case you want to drive through a cannonball factory. Rad Power Bikes, Consumer Direct. You, the buyer, get a premium electric bike. And I'm telling you, this, and by the way, it kind of hauls. It scoots. It hauls some. You don't pay those huge markups because you're getting it right here on the More Stories podcast. Look, they started building electric bikes in 2007, and that's not that long ago, but they have perfected it. 750 watts of power in all 4 models. Oh, by the way, street legal, no license required. Let's all meet up and have our Rad Power Bikes gang. RadPowerBikes.com. Promo code J saves you $75 off back into your pocket for accessories. And shipping used to be $175, but because you're using the promo code JAY, shipping $175 taken off the books. You're welcome. RedPowerBikes.com. Promo code JAY. I love mine. My favorite song of your dad's is the Daniel Lenoir Teatro album, by the way, is gosh, fucking incredible. Masterpiece. Yeah. Hang
that's,
it in
that,
the
that's
moment.
That's the one you were referring to with Emmy Lou. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody pick up my pieces.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
So those
every
are,
syllable.
Those are older songs too, a lot of them that he wrote and he just redid. You know?
That shit was laying around.
Yeah. I mean there's
the
I
sun
mean,
is filled
pick
with
up
ice
my,
and gives no warmth.
That song he did. Have you heard the original version of that?
No.
Oh man, you should. You should listen to the original I Never Cared For You.
Len, why you hack? I thought you brought this all out of Willie. I should know better. Shame on me.
No, that's all old songs. The sun is filled with ice and gives no warmth at all.
Ba 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 ba.
The sky was never blue. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, I'm never going to cut you off because I love to hear you sing.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate it.
And I never care.
Yeah, the stars are raindrops searching for a place to fall. And I never cared for you.
Don't.
I know you won't believe these things I tell you. I know you won't believe. Your heart has been forewarned. All men will lie to you. Your mind cannot conceive. So it all depends on what I say to you. Yeah.
And then it like, da-da-da-da, it like actually gets taken up a couple.
Yeah,
it's like a steam engine.
Filled with ice and gives no warmth at all. And then he does a,
it's a perfect
an
album.
Intro, which is like a Django Reinhardt song that he does into that song.
Yeah. And the album opens with an instrumental. It's a
Oui to Amour, something like that.
And I'm like, that's balls. You got Where balls
you,
like your old
love?
Man.
Yeah.
You open this almost an 8-minute track on your album, and I'm like,
well, you know,
but I didn't get bored at all. There's only very few 8-minute songs where I'm in the whole 8 minutes. Like Stairway to Heaven, I'm like, all right, I'm going to make out, put some chick and grab her boob through a Pink Floyd t-shirt
in the
mall.
Yeah, but when Stairway to Heaven came out first, that was like something, you know, like when it first came out, it's like just mind-blowing stuff.
I can't front on it. It's like the go-to make fun of a song, and it's like in Wayne's World, like No Stairway to Heaven,
or like Won't Get Fooled Again. You just play. It's like the most played classic rock song of all time,
as it should be.
Yeah,
I used to joke about CSI Miami. Like the opening credits was that Bob O'Reilly? No, it's Won't Get Fooled Again. I'm like, I don't think that's where Pete Townsend thought that song's going to wind up. This anthem. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. This plea to humanity is an orange-haired fake Cubano named Horatio Cain. Like, was Jimmy Smith's phone off the hook? And Andy Garcia, I'm going to turn the project down. So they get David Caruso, who has orange hair, wears SBF 55. Well, Frank, the Driven got taken for a ride. What? Down in the streets. You ever see him do it at the Policeman's Ball alone, acoustically?
Pete does it.
It's a different song.
Right.
I always thought without Daltrey, The Who would still be The Who.
Well, it's that. I mean, there's such a memorable keyboard lick, or what is it, synthesizer? Ding, ding,
oh,
ding,
he
ding,
went.
Ding,
yeah,
ding,
he was. I think he was trying to get through Quadrophenia, and he went like actually mad because he was
sure.
This is like people got to realize if you're listening. This is like. What, 70s?
Yeah, it's in the mid-70s.
And it tracks the whole, like, at any time in the song, if you just drop the needle, whatever, it just, it's the beat.
I have to say, I got to see them when we played Desert Trip with Neil, you know, out in Coachella, the old Cella show, where it was Neil and Paul McCartney, and we were playing with Neil, and it was Neil, McCartney, Dylan, The Stones, The Who, and Roger Waters. And it was, you know, one of the most epic two weekends ever out there in Indio.
It's like you go to see everybody, but you wind up leaving talking about Paul.
I mean, Paul was amazing.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, Paul was amazing. Neil, actually, we had a set that people loved. And then Roger Waters was incredible. I mean, everybody was incredible. Dylan played his ass off. I think everybody really brought their
Dylan?
A game.
Seems like he doesn't really bring his A game. I have to correct myself. He does bring his A game. All the time.
Yeah.
His A game, it seems like he's a little indifferent crowd-wise.
I love Bob Dylan, and to me right now he's like
Oh mercy.
He's like
Wow.
Yeah, and I actually played with him a couple times. He was the first job offer I got other than my dad. When I was 16, he asked me to come play with him. And we were doing a baseball tour, and my mom said that my mom didn't let me go.
You were 16 years old.
I was 16 years old, and I jammed with him. at a, you know, these AAA baseball stadiums that him and my dad were playing, and I was on the road with dad.
The Buffalo Bisons proudly present.
Yeah, exactly. And well, and it was incredible. But he asked me to come. But we've been friends ever since. And I, you know, to me, the way he sings now reminds me a lot of Tom Waits.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this gravelly kind of thing. And if you can like just open your mind to that and kind of approach it like, well, you're not going to get, you know, the Bob Dylan of 1965, you know.
Well, I'm okay. Like, don't think twice, it's all right, it's long gone, it's perfect.
Right,
but
exactly.
I like my favorite Dylan's 88 was Oh Mercy. I think it was 88. Oh Mercy.
Yeah.
Like, that knocked me on my fucking ass.
Lanois has
most of the time.
Doesn't he?
It's well
instead. Teatro, Oh Mercy.
Oh, I got goosebumps. Yeah. Most of the Time by Bob Dylan, how no one has covered
that bassline.
How has nobody why don't you cover it?
That's a good idea.
Most of the time, she ain't even on my mind. Wouldn't know if I saw her. She's that far behind. Most of the time, I can't even be sure if she was ever with me, if I was ever with her.
Most of the time.
Oh, fuck. What a night. Oh, I can make it all stack up. He says, I never cheated on myself.
Yeah.
Or something. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. I love Oh Mercy and Time Out of Mind.
Those are my two favorites. Yeah. Blood on the Tracks. I'm like, you guys are hacks. This is okay.
Oh, man.
People love Blood on the Tracks.
That's my favorite record.
I got to listen to it again because you said that just now. Because every time I listen to it, I'm like, all right.
I know. You're a big girl now.
Why? Well, I've been working out. The song.
You know, yeah. Let's see.
You're calling me a big girl. I'm like, I have been working out. Thank you, Lucas. You've done mushrooms how many times?
I've done mushrooms probably 5-6 times.
Yeah, George Carlin said on like Larry King, he goes, "You don't have to criminalize any hallucinogen. It's a self-limiting drug." And Larry King's like, "What do you mean? You think it should be legal?" And he goes, "Yeah, because if you do acid 40 times, 2 times, 16 times, the 17th time, the 45th, your brain goes, don't ever do this." Again.
Exactly.
And it's never fucking, if somebody offered me acid, I'd be like, I'm almost set, buddy.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I remember Santana and the fucking music was flying at me like hyperspace. I had to get out of the way.
No, I'm the same way. I think that it opens a few doors, and then once those doors are open, you don't really need to open anymore. And I think people who kind of like push themselves to do it end up they head like a pumpkin, you know?
Yeah. Don't get a pumpkin head.
I see guys that do too much of that, man. Their head looks like a pumpkin, man.
Yeah, that's one trip too far.
Yeah.
You're on a gondola
just
crossing
say,
the river. Just get it together.
Yeah.
Get some orange juice and listen to some Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, you're all right. Just give me back my bullets. Just commit yourself. That's that's the actual best Skinner song.
Yeah.
Any Freebirds? Give me back my bullets.
That's a good one.
That is the best one to me.
Yeah.
You the album you did with Neil Young. A concept album against
Monsanto
and agricultural
giants.
Yeah, when I think of concept albums, I think like Nebraska, The Wall.
Yeah, but we just did a new record with Neil.
Fight,
and it's not a concept album. It's a song. It's an album of incredible Neil Young songs.
I have not heard this album with you guys, and you were compared. The album got great reviews. It got smashed because of the conceptually. It is kind of like. There was a star that got bucked at the coffee shop. Kind of very un-Neil, which I think that's what you want out of your pioneers, right?
What?
To be un-Neil Young. Like, that's not a very Neil to be that cute with, like, a title.
Right.
That's very un, it's not exactly, old man.
Sure.
Down by the river.
Right.
And then they go, they sound as good as Crazy Horse. And then when I did listen to it, I'm like, no, they sound better than Crazy Horse. Quartet, oh, no. I love Crazy Horse. Cortez the Killer, like the 18-minute version where the intro is like 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
Forget it, bro.
Yeah.
If you're going to smoke a bowl, put on Crazy Horse.
Yeah. Man.
That long-ass intro that when he sings, it's stuck. He came dancing. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. I wouldn't say we sound better than Crazy Horse. We just sound different. And I think that,
fuck Crazy Horse, bro.
No,
they're holding you
crazy.
Back, dude.
I love Crazy Horse. And we just did this new record with Neil, and it sounds great. I can't wait.
Can you say the name of the album?
I actually can't because I don't think it's officially released out in the public. I don't want to be the one to do it. Neil,
is it
like,
called
hey, man.
Grape? Grape Gape? Is it called?
No, but keep going.
Okay. I'm a good namer. Mm-hmm. Diet Neil.
Diet Neil. The Oregon Well.
Nice.
Hey.
My poetry book is The Well Beneath the Well.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that. I'm well aware of how precious and awful that sounds.
Ooh, I'm well aware. That was a good one.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That was great.
Well, you know. What was the game-changing song for you?
You did that well.
Oh, your voice, by the way. I want to compliment you because you... I would never go, this guy sounds like Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
But everybody goes, he's like even...
I actually don't think I sound like
you
dad
don't.
That much. I mean, if I sing a dad song...
You sing different every track. It's a different vocal,
I can. Yeah, if I can sing... If I sing a song that dad wrote, it sounds like him. Or if I sing like a country song or something, because I think I've just heard that song sung that way so many times, it's hard for me not to sing it in the same kind of inflection, using the same inflection or the same rhythmic choices that he chooses when he sings it, you know. And so like if I sing Healing Hands of Time, you know, it's going to sound like dad, you know. But if I sing –
Your dad or my dad?
I don't know your dad, but
I'm pretty fucked up right now. Those mushroom caps, by the way.
Oh, were they good?
Yeah, thanks. But I didn't think by now. I just came into the garage. That was a garage, right? There
that
was a garage here?
That was actually a indoor swimming pool.
Jack, why do they call it a jackknife?
I don't know.
Do you ever write that way? Because sometimes, not in stand-up, but if I'm on the set of a movie and I'm searching for ad-libs, I'll think of like Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
And I'll come up with a line that never would enter my head. I don't say it as him.
Okay.
Like in this movie, Party Boat. What's it about? Well, it's called fucking Party Boat.
Yeah.
this girl comes in with I'm like this awful lake cop. And one of the ones, she's, oh, look, it's illegal in the contiguous United States. And when she walks away, I thought of Colin Quinn. I go, who taught her how to say contiguous? Because he'd go, who taught her how to say contiguous? You know? I'll think of other comics just to get the Winchester Mystery House doors going open. Do you ever write that way? Like, how would...
Do I write in a style of some kind of artist that I like?
Yeah, like, even a phrase or something, you go like, all right, how would...
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
Actually, the song I wrote called Forget About Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll forget about... When I...
That sounded like it should have been written. Like, that sounds like a one of your dad's songs.
In a way.
And the best compliment I can.
Thank you. But, you know, I wrote it kind of thinking, oh, this kind of – I thought of like a Bruce Springsteen singing it, interestingly enough. Like, well, I sure as hell didn't love her this much when I met her, much as I was just captured again and again. And then I thought, well, there's – okay, it could be Bruce. It could be Neil Diamond. It could be, you know, so many different things.
Well, she can't be Neil Diamond.
She could turn her eyes away and still hold me under a river of beauty and mystery pulling me in. You know, and so like
met a little girl and I settled down.
Yeah,
it's like Saul and Carr.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like
not the song. I've heard the song.
Right.
Like you just like fucking blew my mind.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so I thought about
shit,
Bruce when
Bruce.
I was writing that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would name check us. Did he ever? Well, Nebraska, obviously. What's your favorite like Springsteen tunes?
Oh, you know.
People, like, hate him.
I don't hate him.
They hate you, too, and they hate Bruce. Like, those are the two, like, I fucking can't stand you, too. They're pretentious. I'm like, well, when you take a continent's debt off the books, you've outrun your pretension.
I think, wow, that's an interesting stat. I didn't realize.
Africa, a third of Africa's debt is gone because of that Red campaign.
Wow.
It's like, well, you know what? Maybe he can sound like, I'm going to cry.
Right.
All right, now.
Yeah, I mean, I like the sentiment of his lyrics, and I like his,
cruel.
you know.
I'm only hanging on to watch you go down, my love.
I mean, I like, oh, baby, this town, I'll rip the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. You got to get out while you're, you know, I mean, that's really great.
Warner Brown's got one of my favorite lyrics he's ever written. Together, Wendy, we can live with the sadness. I'll love you with all the madness in my soul. And I'm like, how the fuck did he write anything after that?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I'm out. Mm. Like, you just clap your hands for the casino cameras like,
yeah.
I wrote that. Peace.
Yeah,
you're
totally.
Like, oh, and the real good shit was coming. Did you ever hear John Legend do Dancing in the Dark?
Mm-mm. I bet it's good.
I pulled over on Laurel Canyon, no, Coldwater Canyon, because I thought I was going to cry. Maybe I was getting my period. Like, I cry. It's the most heartbreaking song I've ever heard. That whole album is like, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Bobby Jean! Bobby Jean went away.
Yeah.
Like, Backstreet's is about a gay fucking love affair.
Yeah.
I hated him, Terry. Like, I hated you when you went away.
Wow.
And then, like, Dancing in the Dark is like, a guy's going to kill himself.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
I'll check it out.
5 covers. I got an EP deal for you. Sign here. Here's $100,000. You got to go to Village Studios tonight and record 5 covers. What are they?
Five covers?
Any five you wish. Can't be anything but your dad.
Ooh, that's a good
question. How about this? I'll take country western off the table.
Country western off the table. Let's see if you can spot this song.
All right.
Our love is like a river, peaceful and deep. Soul is like a secret that I never could keep. And when I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time on you.
Wow, I don't know. Let me check my Shazam. I was recording you.
Yeah, that's NSYNC.
That's NSYNC?
Yeah. A good song's a good song.
I don't know why I said that like Alan Arkin. That's NSYNC?
Yeah.
That song is NSYNC?
That is NSYNC.
The boy band?
Yeah. I mean...
We're over the ocean to get Scranton, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
That's a great tune.
It's a great tune.
And what's the name of it?
It's called God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You.
It's a little long. How about just God? And then, I like when there's a parenthesis.
Just call it God.
God, parentheses, must have spent a little more time on you, end parentheses.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great cover.
Yeah. I'm going to go do that right now.
What else?
Let's see.
You have four more.
Not country western.
I asked Andrew Stockdale of Wolfmother, and it's like I asked him calculus. And
really?
Then I go, well, I got five right here for you. And
yeah.
He goes, let me see him. Right. And then he took a photo of my notes.
Yeah.
And could you imagine if I... I'm like, you don't think about this all the time?
There's a song that I really love, and it goes, let's see.
It's Carpenters.
How insensitive I must have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. Why, she must have asked, did I just turn away in icy silence? What was I to do? What can you do when a love affair is over? And that's
your country, man. Like
Frank Sinatra.
You are. I know that's a Sinatra song, and I'm pairing it with NSYNC. Like you are country,
because
that NSYNC song just came out
country.
Like the blood just flowed, man.
Yeah, well, you know,
it was sticky, good sticky, warm.
There's two types of music out there. It's country and western.
Oh,
that's the way I look at it.
All right, so we got Sinatra. You know, I always thought somebody should cover "Luck Be a Lady Tonight." So
yeah, or there's also. Change Partners, which is a great song.
Is that about like key parties in the 70s?
No, it goes, must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? And then it goes, ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Who is that?
That's Sinatra, another Sinatra song.
You love the Sinatra, the phrasing.
I love Sinatra.
The songwriters of that era don't really get any, like the Candor and Ebbs and the, you know, good old what's his name.
I love that era. I mean, look, I mean, there's songs
A Room
like,
Without Windows. And, like
what a
Steve.
Difference a day made, 24 little hours. Brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. You know, I mean, I love that era
too
so much.
Too marvelous for words. And my ex-wife would be like, the Fats Waller version is better. I'm like, you're fucking high. Because he's like, he's just drunk enough with Dean and say, like, you're just too marvelous.
Yeah,
like he's like putting on a little show for his buddies.
Oh, I know.
That old standby, amorous.
I used to love the Dean Martin show. You ever watch that?
Fuck all of them. Yeah. Ah, you sure are a fine little old lunch crowd.
Yeah.
I come out first, watch you people eat, then that other Italian and Jew come out. Then you got to show up happy.
You ever see, you know Foster Brooks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of with your watch joke, your
grandfather
watch joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's an airline pilot. See that skit that he
does? It's one of the best sketches of all time. You really paid attention as a kid because this is so – you're younger than – I'm 47. This is old for me.
Yeah.
You're younger than me. So like
– I'm 28, yeah.
You're 28?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't look as good as I thought. I thought you were like 40. I'm like, oh, never mind.
That's true. That's the beard.
No, you look great. You're a handsome Samson. I'll tell you that. But you, what I'm going to say that you're – I'm an intuitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have an exceptional father.
Yeah.
Who was well aware of time not spent. And when he decided to recoup that time, it wasn't intrusive. It was gentle. And it was all loving, all beautiful. And you didn't, you, to your credit, did not miss a syllable. Like, he told you that joke.
Yeah.
He told you, he said, watch this.
Yeah.
Foster Brooks. There's no reason a 28-year-old should know Foster Brooks.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
And I love, I never met your dad, but I love him more than I thought I did because he, this, you know.
You know, I love my dad too. And you have to also give credit to my mom because she's special.
Oh, you have a mom?
I do. I have a mom.
Oh, so what's her name?
Her name, I do have a
mom.
No kidding. Yeah, her name is Annie Nelson. And she's been married to my dad for 32 years now. And
Annie Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a beauty.
Yeah, and she taught me all about the Beatles and the Stones and rock and roll. So she brought me into that world, and Dad had the, you know, the country Sinatra world, although my mom's a huge Sinatra fan and a full-blood Italian. So
what's her maiden name?
D'Angelo.
Annie D'Angelo. Yeah. Oh, she's from Sicily. Yeah. What state? Like, where'd she grow up in the States?
In California.
Yeah. And they met, like, was your dad on tour and they met?
Yeah, he was actually doing a movie called Stagecoach.
Fuck yeah,
Stagecoach. Johnny Cash and,
yeah,
and Waylon, the Highwayman, and Christofferson. And she was a makeup artist in that movie. So she was doing his hair and makeup.
That's the most intimate. Like, I've probably fallen in love with everyone I've ever had.
With everyone.
At some way or shape or form.
Right.
Even the dudes, there's this weird, like, emotional, like, where's John?
Yeah.
Where's John?
Well, and then on the set, I just did this movie with Bradley Cooper and Gaga, The Star Is
Born.
Yeah,
Star Is Born, which I didn't even get to.
Yeah, but
Chatterbox.
No, and I did notice that you have this intimate relationship with the people who are doing your makeup. I mean, you're there on set all day, and they're constantly, like, especially when we're on stage, they're having to spray our face to make it look like we're sweaty.
Glycerin.
So it's like, you know. But
Jesus.
Yeah,
take it easy.
You know, it's like.
I just spilled my cocktail. Cock.
You know, so there is that, yeah.
And they're the ones, like, right when you wake up.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck was that last night with whoever was on the phone with me? And they're like, I don't know. Tell me all about it. Because that's what, they want
right.
you still.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going, and then she did this, and she's like, because they'll just keep going. But they're genuine, great,
oh,
wonderful.
Amazing.
It's
amazing.
I fall in love too easily.
Yeah.
I fall in. Familiarity breeds attempt. Was this something I heard? Buddy Hackett told that to me.
Breeds attempt?
I go, this makeup artist is red hot. He goes, is she? Because don't forget, familiarity breeds attempt.
Oh, I love that.
It's always that's contempt.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the more you're around somebody, it's yeah. like,
the
hey, you know what?
You attempt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 hours a day? Let's go shag, baby. Annie Nelson, you are a marvelous, marvelous woman. Can you do any impressions? Well, obviously you can.
You know,
non-singing ones.
Yeah, it kind of comes out when it comes out. If I do it,
you can pass if you want to pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the impressions only because, you know, sometimes I do it really well. Sometimes I don't.
John Travolta.
No, that's just any Italian.
But you just did John Travolta.
Okay, good.
Right, oh, my God.
That.
Sometimes I do it really good, Mr. Catter.
Sometimes I do it good, and sometimes I...
Nick Cage is a hard one for me to do. Like, you can... I can't.
Oh.
I don't do anything pretty good. Like, I can either do it, or it's
like... I can do weird ones like Terrence McKenna, you know, or I don't know if you know Terrence McKenna.
Apparently he sounds like Owen Wilson.
No, he just speaks really slowly, but he's very articulate. And
that's
he
fantastic.
Speaks like this, and he's very, very, very intelligent, and he talks about psychedelic mushrooms, and he talks about psychedelics and the history of psychedelics.
Terrence... my buddy was telling me they've never actually proven that there are black holes. It's just the whole thing is a theory.
Well, you know, technically we're all just kind of going into this kind of singularity where, you know, all of reality is technically, theoretically non-existent and existent at the same time. So it's really just kind of a matter of how you want to approach your thought, you know, process.
Black holes, Terrence, they're not really proven. It's all theory. We're studying
but technically nothing's really proven anyways.
Well, that's
so,
not true.
Yes, because
Terrence.
it's all theoretically proven.
Oh, wait.
So
what's in this tea? I don't know who that is, but I wanted Owen.
You should look up.
Owen Wilson should have a conversation Owen with Terrence
it's
McKenna.
Funny, Owen and I are good friends, and of Woody and Luke is. I stay with Luke whenever I'm here.
Luke's a great actor, man.
He's a great actor, and he's a good buddy and a music lover. A huge music lover, loves Bob Dylan. He's probably got every Bob Dylan record and all the bootlegs there. And he,
I'm sorry.
What?
No, I'm just sorry that he had all the. He spent that much time for Dylan.
No, he loves Dylan and he loves the band. Which I mean, the band is
band's great.
Yeah,
but there's also like Ramones and
and Neil and listens to Margaritaville.
That took a turn.
No, what you don't like? I love Jimmy Buffett. Actually,
maybe it's his audiences I hate.
What
parents? Or you're 70.
Yeah, but you know what? Anybody
you had a white ponytail.
Anybody who could pull up to a parking lot, get a bucket of sand, and pour it all over the parking lot, and just have a beach party.
I mean, you could do that. Okay,
I know
a guy that can do that. His name is Lucas Nelson. Yeah. Malibu, 11 years ago, you performed till 4 o'clock in the fucking morning because the guy I'm renting the place from in Malibu, Carl Randall.
Yeah.
Said I'll never. Lucas Nelson. Lucas. I go. Yeah. He goes. I'll never forget. It was like the Dog Beach Bingo Party.
Wait, what?
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. You can do that, and I think we're on to something here. Where's Carl Randall? He ran for Council of Malibu. He took sixth place out of six people. He goes, but there's only 200 votes between four and six. I go, don't spin it, Carl.
Wow.
He made McGovern look like William the Conqueror.
So I pissed off this guy way back.
No.
Oh.
Okay. No. You're held in reverence in Malibu. Did you ask Lucas Nelson about the Dog Beach Hootenanny? All of us remember him playing until about 5 in the morning, but it's been about 8 or 10 years, I believe.
Wow. No.
Right between Dukes and Moon Shadows.
Wow.
You just performed at somebody's house.
I did? That's crazy. I don't remember. That must have been my...
Why would you? It's the Pacific Ocean. People forget it all the
time. No, I mean, look, I spent a lot of time in Malibu, and I love Malibu just because I like the beach. I grew up in Hawaii partially, so I went to high school out there, and and I love the ocean. So, but, wow. Now, I have flashes of a hootenanny in Malibu on the beach.
I guess there was a lot of hootenannies that people didn't show up to. It was you and your buddies jamming.
Got it.
Until Manson shows up and fucking ruins it for everybody. I want you to listen to my demo, man.
Right. Yeah, that's – well, hey,
How do you get a pro – who says to Lucas Nelson, I would love for you to do a song on the My Little Pony soundtrack?
Oh, my buddy, Paul Whiteshadow.
That is a buddy, by the way, because that's the coolest. Are you a brony?
I'm not a brony. No. I don't
– Honorary.
I wrote a song for that movie, and I'm really – proud of that song, actually. I love that song.
Fuck, good, man.
Yeah. Do you heard it already?
I haven't heard the song. I was just going through the track listings.
Yeah.
And I was like, because Tay Diggs, I get. He like Emily Blunt, of course. I'm like, Lucas Nelson.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucas, what are you doing today? You want to come over and
play a
40-minute movie?
You know why I really did it, too, is because it just reminded me of what Roger Miller, Roger Miller, he wrote King of the Road, Trailers for Sale or Rent. And he also was one of my dad's best friends and a huge, huge songwriter. I mean, he wrote some of the greatest songs. And Dang Me, you ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Doop, 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 bow.
That's one of the greatest songs.
It's a great song. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know it.
Oh,
most people don't know it.
Yeah. And so he's a great, great artist. But he did the Robin Hood, the original Robin Hood for Disney. So he was the chicken. Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest.
Oh my God, that's right!
Of golly, what a day!
Yes,
and so
he's the greatest in that.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot that was Roger Miller.
Yeah,
and he just comes in with his banjo. Hey, everybody!
Yeah, and he starts the whole thing off.
Wow!
And so I thought, well, that's great. I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna just do this because I love Roger Miller and I love that he did this for kids. And I'm happy. I'd love to do the My Little Pony soundtrack, and I checked it out, and it's actually not so bad of a show. It's kind of
look. Anytime you're rolling with Tay Diggs, you're all set.
Yeah.
How's the movie Go going to turn out? I don't know, but Tay Diggs is in it, so I don't give a shit. I knew I was all right because Tay Diggs was in it. He got Stella's groove back. I need somebody to cover Leah by Roy Orbison.
Okay.
That's one that really hits me in my heart.
Yeah.
Like, but diving for oysters and fucking, it's like,
wow, yeah.
Oof.
I love Roy Orbison.
Who does not?
There's a song that I wrote that's on my album called If I Started Over.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
That was the last song that I was pulling into the garage, yeah. And I got my spot, and
if
I sat there.
If I started over, I'd welcome you. And I wrote that with Roy in mind, because it just keeps building. You know, with Roy's, all of his songs, melodically, they don't follow a pattern of like, you know, A and B. It's
verse,
always like
chorus,
A.
Verse.
Yeah, no, it's like A, B, C, D. You know, it just keeps building and building and building, you know, like.
Their own little boleros.
Yeah. Crying over you, you know, exactly. Like, you know,
he wrote everything too, actually. Yeah. We had to put him on the list.
Yeah, he's incredible, Roy Orbison, you know.
I heard this story, maybe Steve Gorman of Black Crowes told me this, when they were doing that black and white film of Roy,
mm-hmm.
and it's like Springsteen, and like, I don't remember who all was in it, but it's clap, like everybody's in it. And when he finally gets to the studio, they're children. They're terrified children.
Yeah.
And like, if there's like Bono, if there's anything we can do for you, Mr. Orbison,
well, they're reverent,
right? But they just keep coming, and they keep like, then, you know, Springsteen comes in, then the next guy comes in, then like, fuck it, I don't know, Steve Lillywhite, I'm making names up, Steve Lillywhite,
John Lennon would have been the same way.
Paul Whiteshadow comes in, and then Lennon would have been absolutely.
He would have been the same.
And eventually, after like minutes, he goes, "Well, I'd like a Coca-Cola."
Yeah,
and they get him a Coca-Cola. Uh-huh. Only the lonely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's all he needed.
Yeah.
What's your thing?
Are you a Traveling Wilburys fan?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was happy that Lynn got some run. Like, people finally knew who he was.
Yeah, that's cool.
What's your simple pre-show? Like, as long as I have, it's really easy. Don't spook the thoroughbred. I just want this before every show. I like a pair of
the only
white
thing
socks
I do before
an orange
a show.
Gatorade.
The only thing I do is I get together with my band and we get in a circle, kind of like a huddle before a, you know, football game or whatever, and we get and we talk, we say a little bit, we kind of establish what we want to do, and I'll just end it with, you know, let's give them something they'll never forget tonight, and that's it.
I think you pull that off every night.
That's what I try.
Holy Spirit, try. Come with me. Monsignor Torgerson of St. Monica's Church goes, when you go on stage tomorrow night, I go, oh, I'm traveling out, I'm doing the show, and he goes, do me a favor, when you go on stage tomorrow night, as you're walking out, I want you to say, Holy Spirit, come with me.
Yeah.
And like, I was in Houston.
Uh-huh.
And I'm walking out the House of Blues. I'm like, Holy Spirit, come with me. The lady's talking to me. Goes, so I'll have your money. I go, hold on. Holy Spirit, come with me.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it comes.
It's a little pause.
It comes, yeah.
I could talk to you for days, and I hope to.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet new old friends.
Likewise.
This doesn't feel like two dudes who just met.
No, this feels like, you know. Already a complex relationship with.
Yeah, I need my CDs back. I want the Gaga CDs back.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll give you that in your boombox and your portable printer.
You got my JVC?
Your portable printer from.
Ryan Riemann. Ryan Riemann's portable printer. Oh, I love a callback. My man, it's Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real. I put my name on this. That's the code for the podcast. If I say I put my name on it, if I don't say I put my name on it, it's just they were like, all right, it's a good interview, but I'm not buying it.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I put my name on it, Promise of the Real. You are one of the more talented people I've ever met in my life, right. And I wanted to make sure I spoke to you, not about your dad, because it's got to be like at some point you want to go. Yeah, you know, I'm a human being.
No, I got my own double helix. I got to tell you something before we go about that, because
we're out of time.
I love my dad.
Of course you like. And what about your mom?
And I wouldn't be anywhere without him. So I respect him, and I'm happy to talk about him.
But there's a lot of you now.
Yeah.
There's a lot. You are entirely separate.
Sure.
Musically. I mean, yeah, the family tree is rich.
It's all part of it. It's all part of the dream, man.
Yeah, it's just as Bill Hicks. Let's close, Corey, on Bill Hicks. It's just a dream.
That's it.
We'll play that on your way out. And then right after Bill Hicks' It's Just a Dream, you'll hear my theme song.
Which is?
Don't tell me. You got to fucking figure out how to love me, because
find yourself.
You're blowing this. I'm so easy to love, and you don't do it right.
Exactly.
Find Yourself. I think that's an NSYNC song, too. You know anything by O-Town? Don't answer that.
No.
Lucas, are you on Twitter?
Am I on Twitter?
Yes. No.
I'm on Instagram.
Oh, you got a great Instagram.
Yeah. Lucas Nelson Official. Was it Lucas? L-U-K-A-S, though. So there you go.
Yeah. I saw you like in Vail. I saw you like at a pure bar, stretching and stuff. I'm like, this is a good Instagram, man.
Thanks.
My man, I got your back. I got you, man.
As
we say in New Jersey, if you got a problem, I got a problem.
Come see us October 4th.
I'll be there. Yeah. I was going to go see Phoebe Fonda. Bridgers. It's like, sorry, Phoebe.
Oh, well.
Maybe we'll go back and forth like Peter Brady.
I should have had Phoebe on the show. We should do a show together with her and I.
Well, she might be. She's opening for somebody.
Oh, she is. Okay.
So maybe. Well, I'm not going to risk missing you and your band is so good. Jesus, Promise of the Real is such a great band.
Thanks.
All right. More Stories Podcast. Go buy everything that Lucas Nelson has to offer and go to Willie's Reserve. I'd like to hear about it, potheads. See you guys. Put your name on it.
All right.
Confucius used to say, what is the sound of one hand clapping? And he said it as an enigmatic way to say there would be no sound. But you know what I say to that? Fuck Confucius. Let's move on. It's time for a new philosophy, folks. One based on, yes, the principles of Jesus, which were love your brother as yourself, because you know what? He is yourself. Literally. We are literally all one. Okay. The body is an illusion, you see, because God doesn't create things that can be destroyed. Because he's God. Dig it? We have miscreated this world. It's a dream. What's that old song? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life. What a dream. See, we knew it was true. We forgot it since.
Crazy games no more. The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.